my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in that name that is above every other name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. There is no other name given unto men by which we shall be saved than the name of Jesus Christ. And it is to Him that we do submit ourselves, unto His Lordship, unto His leading, His guiding. Whatever the case may be, whatever life's situations might find you in, whatever struggle, whatever tribulation, whatever test that you may be facing right now, He is in control, and you trust the Lord of your soul to carry you through. You know, this life, and what this life is, you know, somewhere along the way, there was something, I think, in us. I don't know why this is there, but something in us that we feel like, okay, if I just do these things, then, you know, things are going to work out. Things are going to make sense. Things are going to get better. And, you know, if you want to know what the principles are for stuff like that, you got to go to the book of Proverbs. Because the book of Proverbs will give you some incredible advice for, you know, natural success. You know, we'll give you some incredible advice for basic biblical principles of how things work, how you are to conduct yourself, how you are to make, to function and to navigate through life with wisdom. You know, those are biblical principles. But in the middle of that too, the book of Ecclesiastes comes after the book of Proverbs. And even in that, Solomon writing says, meaningless, meaningless, it's all meaningless. You know, that even after all of that, and even in his own struggle in writing the book of Ecclesiastes, he said, look, you know, you can amass all of this stuff and all of this wealth, and you don't know the guy that comes after you what he's going to end up doing with it. If he's going to be somebody good and noble or not. And, you know, all of the pursuits, all of the pleasures, all of the riches of this world, whatever it is that he could come up with in his mind, he was able to create and to do and to achieve. And yet, all of it was a vanity. And, you know, the conclusion of the matter, it's actually, Ecclesiastes is an awesome book. Because for it, you know, it's a great book to have somebody read that is somebody that's very successful in the world and a bit more seasoned in life. Somebody that maybe, you know, is in their 40s or 50s, you know, and is a successful professional. The book of Ecclesiastes would be a good book for them to read because he takes people through, you know, a lot of things that people have already gone and tried themselves in this life. You know, people have tried all kinds of things to see, will they give them happiness? Will they give them pleasure? Will they give them, you know, but nothing sustains. And so in the midst of all of that, in the midst of the wine and the strong drink and the laughter and the pleasures of this world and the distractions and the trips and all of that, they find out at one moment when it stops and things are still that, you know, really there's something missing. And they know it, and it grates, and it grates. And the more that they try to hide from that, the worse it gets. The more that it grates against them, the more that it just burrows away at their mind and their thoughts and their heart. Because, you know, the problem that they end up having is that for they themselves, you know, they've... It's a struggle. You know, it's a struggle because, you know, and people struggle. Look, listen, everybody in this life faces trouble. Everybody does. So you're not unique in the things that you face. Okay? You're not unique. I'm not unique. I'm not the only person going through something in this life and in this world. You know, the things that we face are common unto man. Now, I think the people of God, because we still have a conscience, because we still feel, because we still, you know, would like to do the right thing, the right way, at the right time, because of all of that, because we would like that, because of that, it would be nice. So, you know, I think we're a bit more sensitive. I think we feel things a bit more. But even in that, you know, God would like us to toughen up a bit. He would like us to, you know, yes, still keep your heart and don't sear your conscience. But at the same time, you know, you need to be strong for the journey. The evil does that we see and we face. It does touch our hearts. You know, it weighs heavy sometimes. You know, there's things that go on. I mean, sometimes I'm just like, yes, please, come, Lord Jesus. You know, I mean, when you see what's going on in the world and the world around us and the evil ramping up and the atrocities that are taking place, and you see all the more reason, come, Lord Jesus. Jesus, who's Jesus? Yahushua, Yahshua, God's salvation. Come, God's salvation. We need a Savior. This world needs a Savior. This world needs to be saved. It needs to be delivered. You know, the case study, the big case study that everybody needs to realize and to understand and to appreciate is the fact that man, in his own best efforts, cannot save himself. Man, in his own best efforts, cannot fix his problems. Man, in his own best efforts, every time he tries to do something apart from God, he ends up making a bigger mess for himself. Because you can't, without the source of life, all you have is death. Without the source of life leading and guiding your movements and flowing through you, what you end up with is death. Death to, you know, what is eternal. Death to what you were intended for. Death to His plan and purpose for you. So you need His life. And God does put His people around you to help you, to encourage you, to strengthen you, to build you up in a most holy faith. You know, I know it's not easy. You guys, I know it, all right? We know it. It's not easy. But God is doing something with you. He's doing something with me. He's making a way for us where there is no way. He's working something out inside of you. He's got a bigger plan going on for us. Yes, He does. He has something more in store for you and I. That is His intention. And though you and I have not been ready, He's making us ready. He's building us. He's shaping us. He's molding us. You know, when it talks about Him, you know, being the master potter, or, you know, about the silversmith, or, you know, any of these processes that are used to compare, or the, you know, the master gardener, which prunes the trees, cuts stuff away. You know, none of these are comfortable processes. None of these are comfortable processes. The process of creation is not a comfortable process. The process of being shaped and molded is not a comfortable thing. It is not an easy thing. I've had the blessing in this life to go to a number of amazing art museums around the world. And something that's incredible with so many of them is the creative process that would have gone into making so many of those works. I mean, just incredible works. Incredible works. And the process that it would have taken to make those things was not easy. And the master artist to make those paintings, whether it was the intricate detail of something small or the phenomenal, colossal size of something that would have taken just years and years to put together, and consistency and continuity and a clear vision and understanding of what he wanted to make and build and do and sculpt and create. Incredible. Incredible. And that's the work of a master. And God is the master. And what he's doing with you is he's shaping you, molding you, making you into what he would have you to be. He knows what he's doing with us. Absolutely. And, you know, in this process, you have to not worry about the past. You know, there's a reason that God, that he emphasizes the need for forgiveness with his people. And that's why he teaches us to, even in the prayer, the disciples' prayer, we call it the Lord's Prayer, but it's the disciples' prayer, because that's what he taught them to pray. Lord, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Why? Why teach people to pray that? Because when you forgive, you release the past. You let go of the past. You let go of what the past means to you, and you let go of what the past might mean to somebody else. But the past no longer holds you. So the past doesn't hold you. And what did Jesus also say? Worry not about the morrow, for sufficient for the day is the evil thereof. Why? Because when you worry about tomorrow, you put yourself in another state of mind. Your mind is somewhere else. Your mind is in the future. Your mind is not where? I am. His name. What did Moses, when Moses asked, who shall I say sent me? He said, I am. Right now, in this moment, this place, this time, here, he is I am. You and I are hid in I am. He is I am. And you and I are the sheep of his pasture. You and I are the children of the living God. And God wants you to live in the right now. And in this right now, here's what you have to do. Point yourself towards the things of the Spirit and away from the things of this world. Love not the world nor the things of the world. For if anyone loves the world and the things of the world, the love of the Father is not in him. And, another scripture, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. The things that you need, yep, God will take care of those. And I will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on me. Okay, what do these scriptures tell us? Well, they tell us if your heart and your mind and your intention is towards the things of the Father right now, you are on that path of life and peace. And if your heart and mind and intentions are towards the world and the things of the world, then you are going in a direction that is taking you away from life and taking you towards death. And that is a moment by moment, minute by minute, second by second, instant choice that you make right now. And if you make the choice for life, you will have life. That's why he says, choose you this day whom you will serve. So it is a choice. And you and I make it right now. And in that choice, there is life. So that's all you got to do. Is, you know what? Keep it simple. Keep it really, really, really simple. And just say moment by moment, second by second, you've got an option. And what do you choose? Well, choose life. And as you choose life, as you choose his will, as you choose the things of God, you will experience that truth You will experience that peace. You will experience the joy that God promises for His people. And it is yours to know. It is yours to live in. It is yours to enjoy. You should not be perplexed like the world is perplexed right now. You should not be stressed like the world is stressed right now. You should not be worried the way the world is worried right now. You should not be thinking the way the world is thinking right now. In all that's going on and all that's taking place, God is in control. We are His children. He is our Father. He knows what He's doing with you. You don't have to worry about anything. In all things, make your requests known unto God, and the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds, and you will be fine. So in this process, right now, allow the presence of God to comfort your heart, to comfort your soul. And in this moment, which is the moment that you have, stop. Look to Him. Don't allow yourself to get wrapped up in the past, because the past is done. There is no past. In Christ Jesus, for the people of God, there is no past. There may be some consequences here and there, and even with that, God's merciful. He's merciful to those of whom He will be merciful. Or He has mercy on those who He chooses to have mercy. So, you know, you can ask Him for it. There may be some things you got to clean up, and God will show you. But it's over. In the realm of spirit, it's done. You know, your past is hid in Him. Finished. Over. And the future, you don't know. You don't know what the future may hold. And you don't know where God's going to send you and what He's going to do with you. So, don't worry about the past, because it's done. Forgive. Release. So nothing in your past will hold you. And with your future, leave that in His hands. Trust Him. He knows what He's doing there. But right now, what you have is this moment. And at this moment, right now, in this place, set your heart on things above. He will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on Him. Stay your mind on Him. Trust Him. Love Him. Look to Him, the author and the finisher of your faith. And He's going to carry you through in all things. He is in control. And He loves you. He loves you. He loves me. He loves us, and we're His. So be encouraged. Hey, live right now. I am. We serve I am. And this is the moment that we can serve Him. So set your heart on things above. Focus on Him. Look to Him. Trust Him. And you're going to be fine. All right, hey, I love you guys. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. We love to hear from you. All right, hey, have a great day and smile. God loves you. Bye.